For KBIA News, I'm Colin Hope. Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster's office has reached agreement with the owners of the Bridgeton landfill, measures aimed at better controlling underground smoldering and reducing a strong odor that has troubled neighboring residents for months. The agreement, signed today in the St. Louis County Circuit Court, includes new measures to monitor the migration of the subsurface smoldering, which is generating concerns because it is near where Cold War-era nuclear waste is buried. Koster sued Republic Services, owner of the landfill, last year. The new agreement requires comprehensive carbon monoxide testing and additional measures to knock down an odor so bad that some residents say they are reluctant to leave their homes. A Republic Services spokesman says the ultimate goal is to bring peace of mind to the surrounding community. Thousands of Missourians may have to switch doctors after UnitedHealthcare notified more physicians that they will be removed from the company's Medicare Advantage plan on September 1st. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that it is the second round of cuts to UnitedHealthcare's Medicare Advantage physician ranks. UnitedHealthcare is the largest carrier of Medicare Advantage plans for seniors and has about 95,000 plan members in Missouri. UnitedHealthcare terminated nearly 100 Missouri doctors from the Medicare Advantage plan in April, saying that eventually 5% to 7% of the more than 10,000 physicians in Missouri would be eliminated this year. Miller County authorities now have an improved way to crack down on drunk driving. County Prosecutor Matt Howard announced Tuesday that officers can receive search warrants digitally when administering blood alcohol tests to suspected drivers. Previously, authorities had to print several documents and then either fax or hand-deliver them to a judge for a signature after getting approval from the prosecutor. Now officers can be sent warrants without having to leave their police car. Howard says he hopes these policy changes catch the attention of those considering getting behind the wheel while intoxicated.
They are going to stay up as late and put as many hours in as is necessary to try to keep the road safe, and we are committed to helping support that effort.
Missouri law currently states that suspected drivers can have their driving privileges suspended for a year if they refuse a test. In 2013, Miller County had 37 crashes and 10 fatalities due to alcohol-related incidents. President of Regional Economic Development Incorporated, Mike Brooks, will retire after 5 years. Since coming to Columbia, Brooks has overseen major changes in the local business landscape. Soon after he started, Brooks helped facilitate an IBM service center to Columbia, a move the city has attempted before but failed to do. But Brooks says it's the community that makes everything work.
The strength that we have by virtue of the main campus of the University of Missouri, with 35,000 students, researchers, and other very well-educated, energetic people.
Brooks is heading back to his home state of Indiana to be closer to family and plans to officially retire between the end of September and mid-December. The University of Missouri System Board of Curators is still working on a solution for how to handle sexual assault and mental health issues. KBIA's Maureen Lewis Stump tells us for now the board gave the UM System President Tim Wolf control of the situation.
The MU Board of Curators met Thursday to discuss many topics, but one in particular has attracted a lot of attention. That is the issue of sexual assault and mental health and the university's responsibilities for handling investigations under Title IX. Vice President for Academic Affairs Deborah Noble Triplett presented to the board on behalf of the task force working to combat and find solutions to these problems. After the presentation, the board voted to accept the task force recommended changes, as well as allow MU System President Tim Wolf to issue executive orders regarding sexual assault and mental health cases while the board is out of session. Maureen Lewis Stump, KBIA News.
Columbia's Public Works Department is asking the city's bike commuters to support changes to the way the city deals with potholes and cracks in city streets. At last night's meeting of the Columbia Bicycle and Pedestrian Commission, Public Works Department engineer Rick Kaufman gave a PowerPoint presentation about the measures the city takes to prevent potholes and cracks in city streets. He discussed a specific low-cost treatment called chip seal. This treatment has to be applied on warm days and can be disruptive for commuters. Kaufman apologized for this and urged the commission to support the pavement preservation. Kaufman said last year the city spent roughly $1.3 million on city road repairs when the department really needs $5.6 million. Due to insufficient funds, the Public Works Department utilizes low-cost treatments like chip seal to prevent the roads from needing expensive repairs. For KBIA News, I'm Colin Hope.